Welcome back to the Infinite Creators Podcast. I want to start by expressing my gratitude to all of you who've tuned in to listen, to all of you who've reached out to me, to all of you who've shared what's going on in your life with me. I really, really appreciate it. It really makes it worth the effort. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're enjoying listening, please press subscribe for notifications on the latest releases. Growing up in a village, a small town, a rural area, and it seems to be any small area from any country based on the people I've met from all over the world, comes with its fair share of challenges. And one in particular is a small mind or a closed mind. I feel this is an important topic. To enable others to escape the one-track mind, the prison that they have built inside their head, and changing their view of seeing the world through one perspective to seeing the world through many perspectives. People from these areas tend to be on the less open-minded side of life in comparison to those who live in cities. They're more judgmental, which comes from a lack of self-love, insecurity, jealousy. They engage in small talk and gossip about others more, generally less accepting of life. And this isn't everyone. I am aware of so many people who are extremely open-minded, who come from small towns. An example is you right now, listening to me. You must be open-minded to listen to me. So I thank you for your open-mindedness, whether you're from a small town or a city. You're the one who can and will make the difference. But having experienced life in rural Ireland and cities, I see the contrast. Life moves at a slower pace in these areas, which comes with its benefits and challenges. The same as a city, it moves at a faster pace, again with benefits and challenges. With a slower paced area, this can be reflective in some people's personalities, which results in being more resistant to change. They want to stay the same because they're scared of change. The challenges people face growing up in this environment is that everyone is kind of the same. Monkey see, monkey do. We want to do what everyone else is doing so we can fit in. We wear what everyone else wears. We follow the latest fashion trends. We wear the big brand names. We become sheep. We follow instead of being our own leader. Because to step outside the norm might result in judgment. We may feel ashamed or may be rejected for who and what we are, what we wear, what we do, causing people to live in fear. So they suppress themselves. They're afraid to express their true self, to wear the clothes they like. Maybe some afraid to go without wearing makeup in case other people think that they're ugly. People afraid to express their interests in the same sex. People afraid to express their gender preference. And people afraid to express their weird interests. Like, we are all weird in our own way. We all have some interests that are weird, that are unusual, and that's great. Who wants to be normal? And what even is normal? Normal to me is born. I feel it's a construct by society, an average of all the people who are trying to fit in, instead of being their unique self to stand out. The problem with this type of energy that surrounds these types of areas is that it prevents others from growing into their best self. It prevents them from learning more about themselves and others. It blocks the flow of life running through their body. It stops them from reaching their full potential. And this then prevents the area from evolving. And that's why these kinds of people move to cities. And the cities keep growing and keep evolving. And cities are different. Everyone has their own life. They're more interested in what they're doing rather than what someone else is doing. There's no conversation about other people. They tend to be about how we can grow and how we can be more accepting instead of being judgmental, laughing or talking about others. They're so much more welcoming to other types of humans, race, religions, countries, you name it. Like, cities are melting pots of diversity. It seems to be that being from a small town, that everyone knows everyone's business, and talking about others is a hot topic because some people have nothing more interesting to talk about. Like, people across the world know what happened on your doorstep before you do, even stories shared that are not true. And when you involve yourself in these stories, you become disconnected from yourself, from your reality. This then leaks into all parts of your life, having to fill the empty glass of your story with other people's stories to bring it up to the top. Now, you're less interested in your own life. You're more interested in living in someone else's life because their story is more exciting than your story. And you do this without even getting to know the person, assuming what you heard is true. without even asking the person you heard the story about, without giving that person an opportunity to explain, without listening, maybe adding some judgment to make yourself feel better that you are a better human, saying things like rumor has it, as if that justifies you not being part of the story so that you can pass it on. You tell your family and friends. Maybe you post it on social media, giving more fuel to the story, giving others the opportunity to join the story with you, all because you value small talk. And I know that we are better than this, people. Like, humanity is so much better than this. So I want to start with the recent story on how this happened and what I heard. 2 days after I got out of the jungle, I was catching up on my messages in a hotel room when I got the chance. And in one of the group chats, I came across a video. And when I watched this video, I was in shock. This was a video of my father walking along a footpath, minding his own business. And I'm not by any means saying my father's an angel. He has made mistakes. I have made mistakes. You have made mistakes. We have all made mistakes in the past. But you and me still do the best we can every day. But in this video, in the background, there is a woman hurling abuse and shouting accusations such as, "You are adding to human trafficking. You are destroying people's houses." I had to rewatch to make sure what I had just seen and heard before I reached out to my father to have a chat. I rang him to hear what happened, as I know he isn't that kind of man. I know that he's not a human trafficker, and I know he does not go to destroy people's houses. He explained the full situation to me and explained why people were recording him on the street and hurling abuse and accusations, unfortunately. Now, I will break down the situation and my understanding and my story of the situation. So, humanity had a moment where there was one human placing shipping containers outside a house. Shipping containers without windows or doors. They were just sat on the ground. This woman and other people are recording and have come up with the assumption that because shipping containers are being placed in front of this house that currently has refugees, that now my father is going to be putting refugees inside the containers. And then this video was shared with the contacts on the phone. And we all know how easy and fast it is to share information in today's world. Within 1 minute, 10 people know. Within 5, 1,000 people know. And it keeps multiplying. To the point of my father receiving a phone call from a local counselor very shortly after, informing him that he has received a video and a phone call with information that he is placing refugees inside a shipping container. Is this true or not? And of course, my father confirmed that it's not true. There are no refugees going inside these shipping containers, that they have a separate purpose. This is a perfect example of how small talk and fake news is spread. When one person takes what they see for granted based on the world they live in, not the world we all live in, remember, we all live in our own world, but they apply their view, their perspective, and then they share this perspective with others, and the others who are on the receiving end, they pass the story on as if it's gospel to people who were not even there without questions being asked. Because it's on video, it must be true, and we just pass it on without even giving it second thought. And we continue to spread the story, and then we become part of the story. We add a sprinkle of who we are, attaching our card to the story, and applying our view of the world, adding more flame to the fire. Do you see how easy it is to get caught in this cycle? Just by passing the story, we become the story. We attach our strings to the story, living in a world of stories that are not even our stories. I myself have made this mistake many times in the past, but I've learned to overcome them. I've learned to detach from stories that are not mine. And we all have the power to overcome these stories, to overcome the small talk. Like, I even had friends mention it to me days after I saw the video, and their words were, "I saw your father putting refugees into containers." It's unfortunate that this is the world that we live in, where fake, toxic news spreads so viciously. And it's not just this example. It's a lot of media too. Like, media will spread what they want you to watch, what they want you to listen to. that suits their agenda, you know? And we then fall into that trap of becoming like the media, where we spread because they spread, you know? It's like we've become conditioned to behave the same way that they behave. So I want to break the story down for the lady and the people involved. Because I send them love, I realized that they were living in fear, that they were locked in tunnel vision, that they didn't have the capacity to see another perspective, to think outside the box, that there may be another reason. They didn't have the capacity to ask a question before jumping to conclusions and recording it on video. That they felt the only necessary way to deal with this was to create the story that they believed, a story of the world that they live in. Eventually, a man who knows my father approached them, which my father explained the situation, which took a bit of convincing because he was infiltrated with the story that others had created. But it was too late. The story had already spread. And the real story is a very common one, one of which I'm sure many of you have heard through a family member, friend, or colleague. One where the banks try to take what you have worked very hard for in your life, a property, an investment, a home. Maybe just something smaller, like a car. Something many people lost in the not so long ago past, where the banks came and kicked everyone out. Even though it's the banks who give out all the money years ago, but when push comes to shove, we the people are left to pay the price. Because most of us are scared of the banks. Many of us don't know how to challenge and overcome, to fight for what we have worked so hard for. And then it ends up driving some humans over the cliff edge. But this is a situation that my father believes in standing his ground. Something he believes every one of you should stand your ground on when it comes to keeping what you have put your life into. To be willing to go to the edge. Because we are allowed to stand tall and defend what we feel is right for us. But it's unfortunate that we don't live in a community where we can approach each other and ask, is everything okay? As it's a bit strange to have containers outside your house. Because I bet some of you would have loved help when you were fighting to make payments for your belongings, or would like help if you were in that situation. Whatever it may be, loans, cars, maybe your home, the place that you've worked for and put every hard-earned penny into, for your partner, your kids, for the rest of your life. And there will be some of you who will have that moment in your life. So be willing to challenge for what you believe is yours, despite what a piece of paper or someone else says. Stand tall. Don't live in fear, embody your strength. You have the power to overcome. My father didn't get the opportunity to explain himself. Not that he actually needed to explain himself to anyone, or anyone needs to explain themselves to anyone for that matter, if they're doing nothing to hurt or impose on anyone else. But because some of us feel entitled in today's society, as if we all deserve an explanation for everything in life, even if it has absolutely nothing to do with us. But it would be nice if we as a community have the potential to do that, that we are that open and friendly with each other, that we can understand each other if things are not going smoothly, that we are able to come together to support each other. But anyways, I've also learned that a lot of Irish out there have little or no tolerance for these refugees, Ukrainian and especially African refugees, as if these fellow humans are different because they're not from this land, because they're not Irish. Maybe they might do harm to our loved ones, because some of us feel we are more entitled human beings because we are Irish born and raised, as if we own the area we are living in, as if we own this piece of land that has the label with the name of Ireland on it, a piece of land that has been here long before us and will exist long after us. This is back to small-minded people who want things to stay the same forever, who are not open to change. But this is what life is about, encountering new challenges to teach us how to love in new ways. And I have even heard some unfortunate stories about refugees of different races having to leave the area because of abuse. I think that some of us have forgotten that the Irish were once refugees too. That our ancestors fled this land looking for a new home, fleeing war and drought several times with the hope that we would be accepted elsewhere. Now here is history repeating itself, and some of us are rejecting these fleeing humans looking for a better life, a fresh start. Fellow humans, can't you see how we are living in a state of separation, seeing ourselves as separate to one another, because we look different, because we come from different areas of the world, because we speak different languages, we have different colored skin, we have different religious beliefs, and that we're living in fear. We have forgotten who we are because we wanted to. We wanted to forget everything we have ever known to experience a new beginning. That our souls have made that choice before we entered this body. And by entering this body, it would give us an opportunity to be challenged to wake up to who we really are. But along the way, we have allowed our personality, our look, our skin color, our religion, the land we come from, to become our identity, as if that is all of who we are, when we are so much bigger than that. Our skin color is just an expression of all the different colors of a human being. At the core of religion, we all worship the same creator. We all come from the same land, and it's called Earth, located in the universe. That your land is mine and my land is yours. That every single human is your brother and sister. That your true mother is Earth. That she is the one that gives you the opportunity to be here. Like, we are her dust and water. We breathe her air. We feel her ground beneath our feet. We own absolutely nothing while we are on this planet. We are just keepers of our garden. We are only passing through. We are learning from the land. We are learning from each other. It's like a school. And with every moment, it's a new opportunity. And every opportunity can teach us something. Teach us to bring us closer to who we are. But only if we are willing to step outside our comfort zone. To step outside who we think we are. We are all here experiencing life together, with friends and strangers, because we wanted to. These refugees give us the opportunity to overcome new challenges. We can welcome them with open arms and learn to love in ways we haven't before. I have heard how some people are living in fear that these groups of people coming into the land that we occupy are bad people. No matter how much good or how much bad you've done in the world, we are all still equal. Some people are hurting more than others, and some people have had traumatizing experiences, and they're doing the best that they can. But we have these kinds of people existing in Ireland already. They exist everywhere. And these are just stories. Maybe these people are amazing, much more advanced than us. You know, have you even given them the opportunity, or have you taken for granted what everyone else has said? Maybe these people will be so kind to you in ways you cannot imagine. But I realize that the people that speak of these fears are living in fear and have always been, even before refugees arrived in Ireland. So I make the choice to listen, but with a pinch of salt, as it's not my version. It's not my story. When you share stories of yourself or others, you need to ask yourself, am I sharing the story with love? Love for myself, love for the other person? Or am I sharing it with fear because I'm living in fear? I'm very aware that crazy things can happen in the world. I could go to a city and a terrorist attack could happen, but anything can happen anywhere. But I choose to live in love regardless of any possibility. Because if I choose to live in fear, then that is exactly what I'm going to attract. The Creator will send me situations that will bring more fear into my life. So tune into your love with everything and everyone. And when it comes to sharing my stories, I always say that this is just my side of the story. The other person has a different version, as there's never one side to one story. There is many sides. Depending on how many people witness, that is how many stories. And there are infinite ways to look at one story. So when people tell me stories, even if they're running the other person into the ground, I listen, I don't judge, I be empathetic. I also try to see the other person's perspective. I try to see how they see the world in many ways, knowing that I will never see it exactly as they do. But it's about living in that loving perspective, seeing that every single human alive on this planet, no matter the depth of their darkness, is doing their best to be compassionate to their story. I'm willing to listen and understand, treating them as I would like to be treated. With every story you hear, it's an opportunity for you to open your heart and see new perspectives, many perspectives, to become multidimensional. The art of opening your mind and dropping fear is one of the greatest arts you will ever learn. It is magical. It will set you free in ways you have never even imagined. It'll welcome in more possibilities that will transform your life, your happiness, your compassion, your understanding, and to receive more love. To become the boss of your own life, to take charge of your world without others infiltrating with their fear or hate, to become your own leader of your existence. The next time you hear a story, you have a choice. To ask yourself these questions. Am I seeing this from a loving perspective? Am I passing judgment? What is true? What is false? Why would they have? Why? It allows you to become more in tune with who you are, to dig deeper. And you're not digging deeper into them, you're digging deeper into yourself. Like, are you willing to create new perspectives that you didn't see before? Or are you adding more fuel to the fire about a story that you're not part of? Something you have absolutely no idea if it's true or not. Because the moment you share that story, that's the moment you become part of the story. You have just given yourself permission to attach yourself to the story, to tie an invisible string around you. And once it's on, it's never coming off. You can choose to be not part of the story that was mentioned to you and watch the string fall in the ground before you, keeping your energy field clear of anything that doesn't benefit you. And remember, energy is infinite. And as long as we're involving ourselves in whatever energy passes our way, we will be forever connected for infinity. So it's important to protect your field with wise choices. Every time something comes your way, it's a teacher for you to become wiser. Don't get caught in the trap of thinking that just because something has absolutely nothing to do with you, that you were not involved in it. Everything in this reality is you. Everything that you experience in here is you. Every other person is you. Every single moment, it's a challenge. It's a teacher. We have forgotten that we are part of something much bigger than this body, that we are living in an illusion, in the illusion of time and space. It's through this illusion we are challenged, that we are only a witness, that we are a witness to everything that has happened around us. But we get caught in the act of identifying with their name or body or story as if that is really us, playing the lead role in our life, basically an actor. And we take it so serious, like so serious, caught up in the emotions, identifying with all the stories of our life, because that's what we wanted from the beginning. But the goal is to wake up from that. Now, I want to do a small exercise. It's going to take a few minutes, so I advise you to stop what you're doing so that you can be still. It's a visualization, and the goal is to empower you. I'm going to take you on a journey to the movies where you are the movie star. And the movie is going to be your life from the moment you were born to the moment you died. So here we go. Close your eyes and take a deep breath, and do not open your eyes until I tell you to do so. Imagine you're at the end of your life. You're dressed in your most comfortable clothes, if you even want to wear clothes, because you're about to go to the cinema alone. The world is empty. You're the only one that exists. You exit your home that sits along a sunny coast. No electricity, no phone, just a beach hut and you. You leave the beach and make your way through the desert. The sun is shining with the cool breeze on your skin. You see your face on this gigantic billboard hanging in the sky with the name of your movie. So give your movie a name. For me, I see The Infinite Ryan in huge writing. You keep walking and you reach the oasis where the cinema is located. It's a huge temple with your face towering over. You enter to realize that it's only your movie playing here. There's no ticket desk. Only unlimited popcorn, drinks, sweets, food, ice cream, and whatever else your imagination can dream of. And everything is free. I'm going to grab a burger, loads of ice cream, and chocolate for dessert. As you walk along this long, wide, golden hallway towards golden double doors, you see billions of five-star reviews from all the major creators who have already watched your movie because they have been watching you all along. And it's so peaceful walking through. There isn't a noise. The soft carpet under your feet feels like walking on clouds. The light above your head is so subtle that it brings a feeling of warmth to your body. And now it's your turn to join the creators to watch your five-star movie. Because you have finally left your body. You've left this dimension to watch the movie of your life. You enter this gigantic theater and you see that there's only one seat in center. And it's waiting for you. You sit down, you make yourself comfortable. you're about to watch the movie of your life, and you get to choose if the movie lasts 5 minutes or 500 years, because time is an illusion. We have been existing before this body and will after for infinity. And with the thought of, I'm ready, your life story begins to play through your eyes on the screen. It's like you're back inside your head. You're witnessing all of your tough moments. You're witnessing all of your joyous moments. All the moments when you took life so seriously, where you felt you were stupid, that you felt you made mistakes, when you were so hard on yourself, when you laughed so hard it hurt, when you didn't know how to show up for yourself, where you thought important things were important and you missed out on the really important things, when you wished that you took that chance but you now realize it's too late. You see, you were scared to be yourself, that you regret not being that version of yourself that felt so right. Where you see you have so many regrets, where you were scared of living your infinite potential. But the movie has just taken a turn. You're now watching yourself step into that version that you were scared of all along. You're no longer feeling fear. You're choosing to be happy instead of being sad. You're watching yourself overcome the challenges that have held you back for so long. You have chosen to create your art and have fun. You are living with zero regrets. You are choosing to live in love instead of hate. Look at how epic your life has been. How every part of your life, even the moments you didn't love and you were so hard on yourself, were loved so much by all the creators. And finally, you too love every single moment. That you are now striving towards your infinite potential as the movie ends. And you realize that that version of you sitting on that seat watching your movie right now is you right now watching your movie. That you have always been the witness to your movie, but you didn't know it. The witness who is in the background. The witness who has no name and will never have a name. The witness who has no body. The witness who doesn't say anything. The witness who is just awareness. The witness who is not the actor. The witness who just watched you get so stuck in this reality, taking it so serious as if it's everything. And you realize you don't need to be that actor anymore, that you're just the witness, that the personality you have is just the actor that your witness gets to watch. And the witness helps you detach from the emotions that have kept you trapped in your battles for so long, the struggles that have kept you locked inside your head in repeating cycles. Now you can observe without giving anything a name, a label. You can live without judgment, without story, just love. That everything you're witnessing doesn't need a language. It's just love. You can now open your eyes. I hope that was of benefit. Allow every thought and possibility that you can imagine and dream of to be a reality somewhere. It may not be here today, but it may happen in the future. Maybe it's already happening in another dimension. Or maybe it will happen in another life, in another body. I love playing with my childlike sense of wonder, and you should too, because we are always kids. Kids of the Creator. Unless you choose to be old and boring, and choose to identify with the number of years you've been a human, this is me playing with my childlike sense of wonder right now, and the wisdom I gain from it really empowers me. So don't allow yourself to get caught in the illusion of time, that there is a beginning and an end, the illusion of identity, that you need to be someone, the illusion of fear, because you are so much more than that. But I also know that I know nothing. So I want to thank you for listening to the Infinite Creators, and I ask you to remember that you are the Infinite Creator.